Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist as well. The ag commodities are seeing a short covering bounce today. Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson would like to see the market stabilize and then begin to recover.
Soybeans have been trying to go higher for the last couple of days, and they faded at the end of the sessions today. They got some good strength to now this time. Corn is which actually has drug everything down the last couple of sessions, is up good. We're worried about that ethanol program or the ethanol side of the demand. But today, with the rumors that China is going to be buying, that is what's really helping to keep everything moving forward.
Crude oil and the Dow are seeing some slight strength, which is also underpinning the ag sector.
Yeah, and that, of course, when the Dow is also spilling over to help the livestock sector as well. So, yeah, it's amazing how all these are intertwined with each other. But, yeah, we've been kind of seeing a one-sided trade here for quite a while. And, corn has been one that's been taking the biggest hit of it, and that certainly is looking nice to see that trade with some strength. And partly because of the idea that maybe crude is bottoming out here as well. 20-year lows, it's tough to think that market could get much lower.
Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoop says an easing of pressure on the oil market is giving the grains a little breathing room.
So I think a lot of the break in prices we saw was related to a plunging crude oil market and some outside selling pressures, basis levels widening out, that sort of thing. But now that some of this pressure has alleviated today, the grains can have a little snapback rally, and we're being led by soybeans and soybean meal this morning.
And Hoops is waiting to see if this rally can be sustained.
Can we sustain this, and how far can the market rally? There's a tremendous amount of crop out there in farmers' hands that need to be moved, mainly corn, also soybeans. Some of this has went into storage at a wet conditions last fall, and need to be moved to make sure the quality is still good. And so, we're going to see, I think, some farmer movement. The basis levels is widening out as ethanol plants are shutting down and some farmer sales are taking place.
USDA will release its monthly cattle on feed report after the markets close Friday afternoon. Pre-report estimates expect the number of cattle in the nation's feedlots as of March 1st to be nearly unchanged from 1 year ago. Placements during February are expected to be down 7% from last year, and marketings are expected to be nearly 6% more than a year ago.
There have been disruptions within the commodity markets as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. Cattle markets took a hard hit as traders anticipate a slowdown in beef demand with the possibility of a global recession. Stockman's Livestock Exchange owner Larry Schnell says the impacts are being felt at the Dickinson, North Dakota-based auction barn.
After the first of the year, we have quite a number of customers who have backgrounded their calves. They've weaned them and been feeding them, and they've been looking for an opportunity to sell at least on an up market, and we haven't seen it. They can only hold them so long. At some point, there's nothing to be gained. They have bills to pay, and so we're at the point right now where we're selling, like 500 to 1,000 head a week, whereas normally we'd be selling several thousand. And those cattle that we're selling are coming from customers that have decided that, they're just not going to wait any longer. This thing looks like it's just going to continue on the downside.
Schnell says despite the downfall in both prices and numbers being sold, those selling feeder calves are getting by okay.
To be honest with you, a week ago when we sold several full loads of cattle, they sold well comparatively, of course. Everything's compared to what it could be. But at the same time, it's a lot less than what it would have been, depending on how you look at it, how it should be. I believe the weights of these cattle has been very good through the summer. There was a lot of grass around. You get more towards the central and eastern part of the state. There is one thing going on there, and there are a lot more cattle that have been backgrounded. So there's a lot more cattle to be sold.
Advanced Trading market analyst Tommy Grisafi says one thing the coronavirus outbreak and shutdowns have shown him is how vulnerable the U.S. supply chains have become.
As manufacturing shuts down in America, Mexico, Canada, borders shut, where are you going to get parts? How are you going to put this crop in? If you lose a $10 part and your parts store doesn't have it, and you need that $10, $20, $50, $100 part to run your $300,000 tractor, where are you going to get it? I don't think people are actually thinking about how fragile our system is and how fast things can change. Everyone has this cavalier attitude, like the farmers are just going to go plant the crop and not realizing how we just get parts just in time.
And because of this outbreak, Grisafi sees manufacturing returning to the United States.
I think what's happened here is America's going to become forever less dependent on the world. And everything the president's ever talked about is probably going to happen, that manufacturing of important things, drugs, parts, this, that, all the stuff that keeps America going is going to come back to America. And we become way too dependent on countries that can't deliver.
In preparation for spring field work during the coronavirus pandemic, the Agriculture Retailers Association sent a letter to President Donald Trump requesting additional flexibility for the egg supply chain. Association President Darren Kopic says missing 1 or 2 days in tight planting windows, fertilization application, or applying crop protection can have significant negative impacts on food production and farm income. The association wants to designate egg retailers as essential and exempt from any temporary closures of retail businesses. They also ask for an extension on the hours of service requirements waiver to include carrying farm supplies.
This morning, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he expects the closure of the U.S.-Canada border to go into effect on Friday night or early Saturday. The two countries will be closing their shared border to non-essential traffic to reduce the transmission of the coronavirus. Trudeau also said the details still being finalized. Friendly reminder, go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for our weekly FarmNet News e-newsletter. You can also download this broadcast, listen to many podcasts, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Provisions to help farmers and ranchers navigate current business challenges could be included in the third coronavirus package. The entire stimulus package is expected to cost $1 trillion. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane.
We have asked that they look for additional avenues for flexibility in order to reduce the burden on our producers from existing loans and interest requirements, as well as access to new funds and capital at low or no interest rates.
American Farm Bureau Vice President, Executive Vice President Dale Moore says ag workers are functioning supply chain, and supply chains are the most important things needed for agriculture at this time.
Again, our focus is on making sure the men and women we work for have the tools they need to, you know, to produce the food and have the connectivity to those other parts of the food chain to get it to market and get it in there. And then, you know, as this moves along, we're going to be relying heavily on folks like Dr. Newton and his colleagues across the commodity groups and across USDA to figure out what that impact is. And as sure as we're talking right now, I have a feeling it's not going to be too long before we're talking about a fourth or, you know, a fifth tranche, depending on how long it takes this virus to work its way out of our country.
And the White House is also asking Congress to replenish USDA to pay for the agency's emergency actions.
USDA is working on addressing quality losses in the WIP Plus program. Jim Callen, Associates CEO Jim Callen, says the agency has been entertaining data from states and calculating loss for payments.
I heard just yesterday that they have the data that they need. They're not asking for any more information. I mean, my experience is with the department, having worked with them over, I think, four administrations and having served there, is that they tend to always be open to more information and to try to request outside expertise as they see they may need it. But at this point, I think with this, they are saying that they have what they need. And I think they need to come up with a method on how to determine what the losses would be for the purposes of providing payments.
Earlier this month, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told the Red River Farm Network establishing quality provisions in the WIP Plus program would take time. Perdue also said the USDA wants to get rules established and it could be finalized by late spring or early summer. According to Callen, the final rule timeline is still unknown.
The indication, and this is really before the coronavirus took on a life of its own. The indication was that it would be ready sometime in the spring, and that, you know, that certainly is possible. It could be delayed some. I haven't heard that there would be a significant delay at this time, but it's something we're going to have to communicate and keep in touch with them on.
Seed potato shipping season begins this week. Karlstad, Minnesota farmer Justin Dagan says various customers in Wisconsin and southern Minnesota have lost some snow and are looking forward to getting seed potato supplies. Russet, round white potato, and fresh red seed potatoes are in demand.
We've noticed strong demand for red varieties too. And now, unfortunately, with the virus thing going on and less food service potatoes being served, but more at-home meals being prepared, there's incredible demand for fresh potatoes in the grocery store.
Dagan says there will likely be shortages with some seed varieties.
But what that causes commercial potato growers to do is just to drive further to source seed, as opposed to sourcing it right here in the Red River Valley. They may have to go to other growing areas that did not experience the difficult harvest conditions that we did. On my farm specifically, the seed that we grow, we take very, very good care of, and we try and plant it and harvest it on land that's both tiled and irrigated.
The North Dakota State Seed Department offices in Fargo and Grafton are now closed to the public. Seed samples can be mailed or delivered in person, dropped off at their back office doors. March and April are typically the busiest months for seed testing. On average, those labs perform more than 6,300 tests in this time frame. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. During uncertain times, the National Pork Board is helping hog farmers navigate a downward market and ongoing coronavirus concerns. Myrtle, Missouri farmer and president David Newman says that the Pork Board is helping restore both producer and consumer confidence.
So we want to make sure we're getting the right factual information in the hands of our producers of things that they need to know about what's going on during this crisis, and also get information out to our consumers as well. For example, talking about how pork is safe, talking about ways that now that we have so many people at home, for example, pork is a great protein, it's very diverse, and there's a lot of different meals you can prepare.
Newman goes on to say the coronavirus outbreak is not an animal health issue, but instead a human health concern.
We use these words, people, pigs, and planet, and our people are our most valuable asset. So one thing we want to make sure is that people understand this is not an animal health issue, this is a human health issue, and we just want to make sure that we're reminding producers things that we've actually talked about for years surrounding biosecurity and those type of things. It's not just coronavirus, it's also flu season. So we talk to producers about with your employees, make sure that you have a plan in place.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon, May Minneapolis wheat up 13.5 at 522.75. May Chicago wheat up 29.75 at 538. May Kansas City wheat up 24.5. May corn up 10 at 345.25. December corn up 6 at 363.75. May soybeans up 21 at 846.5. November beans up 10.5 at 852.5. April live cattle up $3 at 95.10. April feeder cattle up $4.50 at 114.12. April lean hogs up $3 at 61.15. Taking a quick look at the farm calendar, due to the cancellation of the Central Plains Dairy Expo, the I-29 Moo University Dairy Beef Short Course scheduled for Tuesday, March 24th is now a webinar. Be sure to register for that webinar on the South Dakota State University events website. Thanks for joining us. This is the Red River Farm Network.